This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Coming up, looks like the first supposed death from vaping has been reported in Illinois. We can get into that on the way. But we've also got, of course, your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Chris, you wanted to share with us a story about a cable company that is being sued by the Recording Industry Association.
It's hard to imagine a conflict where I would side with a cable company, but
yep,
that's
there it.
Is.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's the Recording Association of America, but it is a bunch of music, the music cartels, basically.
Yeah,
so,
like,
you know,
BMI or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that specific, that
there's
particular
There's only
one,
a few of them.
There's not that many, right. I don't want to go into that part of the story. I don't think that's that particularly interesting. But there's a lot of back and forth in between the copyright industry, let's just put it that way, and regardless of whether we're talking about entertainment or books or whatever.
So these are I'm looking at RCN's website, having not heard of them previously. It looks like they're just major markets: Boston, Chicago, D.C., Lehigh Valley, New York, and Philly. So
I didn't know this, and I don't think it actually says it in this particular story, but apparently it's a brand, and then different ISPs license that brand name.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what I read. You know, I don't know anything more other than that's what I read recently. So,
okay, it just looks like a cable company from their website, but go ahead.
Right. And this story specifically does not say that. They simply say RCN, the ISP, or something to that effect. But apparently, I guess it's actually multiple companies. But anyway, defendants operated RCN as a haven for infringement. Defendants promoted RCN's high-speed internet.
This is an excerpt from the lawsuit.
Yep.
Okay.
Defendants promoted RCN's high internet speeds, not high speed internet, they're saying high internet speeds, to customers, knowing that the ability to download copyrighted material illegally using high speed internet without repercussions was a substantial draw for infringers.
Wow. Imagine that on the hand of. Imagine somebody writing a haiku and then saying, well, you can't know anything, because if you know things, you might know the content of my poem, and therefore you're forbidden from knowing anything.
So, this is so crazy, because, I mean, high-speed internet has existed as long as I've been an adult. I mean, I remember it existing in the 1990s, where I grew up.
Right, and they're just now bringing this argument up. And now, of all times, it's like you realize that the high-speed that you're getting from, cable, your cable company, is also needed to stream the same content legally, right?
That's right. Yeah, if you want to watch on Netflix, you need to have a high speed internet app.
Right. It just their argument is just so, like, what are they thinking? Like anybody with half a brain is gonna recognize that this is the most ridiculous argument.
Maybe they bought themselves a nice politician, and they can, maybe the fix is in for them. We'll see.
The crazy thing about this also is that it's not like they're the only company that's providing high-speed internet access, right? Like,
sure.
And all the other companies that are providing high-speed internet have basically the same types of policies in regards to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act in terms of taking content down. And it's never been interpreted as you have to disconnect users of your internet service unless it's in relation to hosting content. Because the Digital Millennium Copyright Act is explicitly, effectively, it says something to the effect of you have to take the content down if a notice is received, and then the other party can post a counter notice to you. But the problem is the ISP is never hosting any of that material.
Yeah, that only applies to hosting service.
It's the user that is hosting the content in the case of an ISP.
But the internet service providers will do the bidding of the recording industry in a lot of cases where if, let's say, you're downloading a torrent or you're downloading, you know, you've got a torrent going, that means you might be pulling down some files that may not be, might not be legal as far as it could be a movie that, the recording industry has licenses or whatever copyrights on. This is one of the common things that people do with torrents. And so torrents aren't a private method of downloading. But unless you're behind a VPN, you can clearly see a list of all of the IP addresses that are downloading a particular torrent. And so there's certain torrents out there that are actually monitored, where if you go and, you know, you download the latest episode of, I don't know, what's a hot TV show right now, Westworld or something like that. Rick and Morty. You download the latest episode of Rick and Morty, and the copyright owner, whoever that is, Cartoon Network or whoever, they're actually watching. And every time a new IP address pops into that torrent, they log that. They find out which internet service provider has that IP address in their range. And if they're within the United States, they then send a notice to that internet service provider. Then internet service provider then turns around and sends a notice to the customer associated with that IP address saying, well, we just found out that somebody at your account, you know, they don't know who it was. It could have been your son. It could have been your grandmother.
Could have been somebody sitting outside your house in a car on your Wi-Fi. Been.
Right. They're not the ones in control of the server.
Right.
They cannot take it down.
But they send a notice to you and they say, you must stop this offending behavior immediately, or else we reserve the right to terminate your account.
This is something that I think is being done voluntarily voluntarily, I put in quotes, but voluntarily by the ISPs, because there's nothing in the DMCA that says they have to forward notices.
It's not required.
And not all ISPs do that.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
In the case of Time Warner, also, there's they operate cable modems, but they also produce a lot of content.
There's a conflict of interest in some respects.
Well, not necessarily a conflict, but between them
and their customers, I think there's a conflict of interest, not between their different services that they offer.
Well, let's clarify something. Time Warner doesn't offer internet service provider anymore. They sold that division.
Okay.
That exists under Spectrum Communications now. Time Warner
they didn't just rename it?
No, Spectrum is a division of Charter, which is also a cable system, but I don't think, I don't know if Charter owns any,
Charter is still an ISP.
Stations. Well, Charter is also a cable, company. So they're a cable
right,
company.
Right. So they provide television services, traditional television.
Right.
But they're not Warner Brothers, so they're not producing any of the movies that are being downloaded
or the channels.
Right. I think there's more of an issue in some countries with certain cable internet providers than there are in the U.S. as far as content production and providing internet access.
Yeah, I don't know. But my point was with this RCN, maybe the recording industry is mad at them because they don't. I'm just speculating here. You know, you haven't read the whole however many page lawsuit this is. You're just reading an excerpt.
I'm just reading an excerpt at the moment.
So the way they, what I got from the little bit that you've read so far is they're mad at RCN. They're suggesting that RCN doesn't help them with enforcement of this. If you read that paragraph again that you started with, it sort of suggests that they're marketing their high-speed services knowing basically they won't do anything about any violations that happen over the high-speed services.
Well, I didn't get that. I just got knowing that it would be used to download things, of course, everybody who sells somebody download bandwidth knows.
It said that, but there was another line.
Yeah, there is some truth to that in regards to what you're saying.
Can you read it one more time?
I'll read the whole thing from the beginning. Defendants operate RCN as a haven for infringement. Defendants promoted RCN's high internet speeds. Again, high internet speeds to customers, knowing that the ability to download copyrighted material illegally using high-speed internet without repercussions was a substantial draw for infringers.
Okay, without repercussions is interesting, although it, certainly the ISP, unless they're doing something to shield these people's identities, can't prevent these people from suffering repercussions.
I mean, the problem
they can still be sued.
There's no obligation for the ISP to do anything.
You can't sue the end user because you can't identify them. You could sue the account holder.
You can get a subpoena to reveal the owner of the internet connection.
But that's
and
not
then,
the, necessarily the violator, right? Like
right, owner, it's not. It's not. But the ISP wouldn't know that either.
That's true. So there's more on the way. We can talk more about this lawsuit, and you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn 6- and 7-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more on this lawsuit against RCN, which is a cable company internet service provider being sued by multiple record labels, including Universal Music Group, Capitol Records, Sony Music, and others. They say, and so my speculation, I think, was right here. I looked at a summary of the case that that RCN was given more than 5 million notices that its users were downloading illegally and did nothing to stop it. That's what the complaint, the basic summary of this case is.
They did nothing to disconnect users.
Right.
This is the argument, I believe.
Yeah, and maybe they didn't even threaten them either, but we can get deeper into the story here in just in a few moments. I also want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. It is my favorite wallet, and I think a lot of the folks here in the Keene area that are active in the crypto world are using Edge. Certainly the one that business owners are using to receive cryptocurrencies as well here. It's because Edge is a great wallet, and they've got support for dozens of various different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, BTC. They've got Ethereum and some Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, Ravencoin now, and others. Go to edge.app to learn more. That's their website. Secure your freedom. Buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your favorite cryptocurrencies. And they've got it for iOS and Android phones and platforms. So head over to edge.app or just download Edge Wallet in your favorite Google or Apple Play Store. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. We're actually going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We're going to Discord, where a gentleman is on the line. Isaac is calling himself Ask Yourself in our Discord server. Isaac, I was actually told you'd be calling in by a longtime listener of ours, Wes. He says that that you're a vegan and you wanted to talk about that sort of thing. So go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's a kind of funny circumstance, I guess. So Wes is like a mutual viewer or whatever. He's a patron of mine, and he asked me to call in and speak to you guys about animal rights. So I can't say I'm super familiar with your show or your perspectives, but yeah, I guess I can just go ahead. So presumably none of you are vegan, right?
No. I don't think so, no.
No. I'm on the Atkins diet. I'm pretty much exclusively carnivorous.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you a question then. So presumably, if we were to fill the slaughterhouses with humans instead of animals, you would all say that that's morally wrong. We ought not do that.
Well, are you telling which particular humans? Because you know, there's some like politicians that I'm like,
yeah. I mean, if
might not be against.
Well, I wouldn't have any. I mean, I wouldn't eat a politician. That would be disgusting.
Well, no, of course.
Well, they say you are what you eat.
But
right?
The slaughterhouse part of it's okay, right?
I mean, I think.
Especially if it's
wouldn't shed a tear if it
certainly it's in self-defense here, right? So I think it's
if there was a line of politicians that were being forced into a slaughterhouse, you know, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Nope.
Okay, now I still don't think it's ethical to Holocaust politicians, but we can disagree on that. Let's just say that we're still
well, the thing is, they're holocausting us.
Yeah, that's just
right.
Which is
right. The like, point. But yeah, let's move on to the animal part.
Well, yeah, let's just say that they're filled, the slaughterhouses are filled with innocent people, okay? If you don't think politicians are innocent, mm-hmm. then they're filled with people who aren't politicians.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would support that.
Okay, all right, great. But then on the other hand, apparently with animals in the slaughterhouse, it is okay to support that.
Yeah, it's okay because animals don't have the same rights as human beings, and I'm sure you're going to disagree about that. But one of the reasons why human rights is a good idea is because it's one that we can communicate about, and we can agree on them, and we can say, yes, we agree with whatever rights it is that we're talking about. Now, not everybody agrees on what rights are and, you know, what things should be considered rights, but when you have people that agree on rights, it generally makes life a better and more enjoyable and more productive time. Whereas with animals, they unfortunately, at least at this point, they don't have a way, most of them, I mean, with the exception of maybe dolphins and chimpanzees or whatever, they don't have a particularly
neither
effective
of which
way.
I would probably be comfortable eating.
Right. And well, they don't have most animals don't have an effective way of communicating, and so therefore there's no way that we can come to an agreement with them about rights. So generally the idea that I'm behind here is that the animal cannot respect your rights. It doesn't know about them.
Okay, so is it okay to eat, like, a 1-year-old or a 6-month-old? Because they can't...
No, I would say it's not okay, because you know that's a human being.
Yeah, I mean, generally, the thing with humans is we have this social agreement that if you don't violate my rights, I won't violate yours.
Right.
Which is, you know, how we manage to live together in large numbers. I've never successfully negotiated such a contract with, say, a lion.
Or any animal, right?
Oh, yeah, or a deer, or anything else.
And any animals you might have are probably, obedient to you, right?
I mean, if they keep violating my rights, I'm going to either put them out or eat them.
Now, if I were to ask the question, what exactly is it that's true of animals that, if true of humans, would justify murdering them? Presumably, the response to that is the ability to participate in a social contract?
Well, specifically, the ability to convince me that they're not going to violate my rights.
Okay, so if we have a human who can't convince you that they're not going to violate your rights, it's fine to murder them?
Well, that's what self-defense is.
Well, in the case of
self-defense, they've actually... made it clear that they're not going to violate my rights, which is exactly...
You mean that they are going to violate?
Or, I'm sorry, when in a self-defense case, somebody's made it clear to me that they're not going to respect my rights, and it's at that point that I have the right to use deadly force against them.
Okay, now, I'm not sure this is a disanalogy, so I guess the next question would be, do you think that a cow is planning to infringe on your rights?
Well, the thing is, looking at it from the other side, I had this argument with an ethics professor at the U of M one time in Denny's, and I was asking him about the fact that, that animals... a lot of animals live by eating other animals. So what I was asking him basically is, well, if I run into a lion that eats meat, is it okay for me to execute that lion for murder? And
eat the lion, right?
Presumably eat the lion. And he said, well, lion isn't a moral agent. And I said, well, maybe that's the thing that makes me comfortable eating a lion, but not comfortable eating a man. So man is a moral agent. He's got that additional, the ability to abstractly reason about morality and to be concerned about morality.
Isaac, stand by if you've got time. We can continue the discussion here. Sure. He's on our Discord server there. You can join us on Discord as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can also join us on the phones as well at 855-450 Free Like Freedom. Maybe you want to talk about the idea of animal rights. Is that even a thing? There's more coming up here. What are your thoughts? It is Free Talk Live.
Sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is stressing that Hurricane Dorian is likely to be a slow-moving storm.
So it looks like just offshore Sunday evening, and then by Monday morning through all the day Monday, even into Tuesday, start seeing those tropical storm force winds make it onshore and continue to push inland.
That's Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, speaking on Fox News. Now, the storm could be a Category 4 hurricane with winds of around 140 miles an hour once it reaches the Florida coast. Parents are being urged to vaccinate their kids for measles before sending them back to school. There are 6 active measles outbreaks in the United States and a record number of cases since the disease was wiped out in 2000. Your final numbers on Wall Street heading into this holiday weekend. The Dow closed up 41 points to close at 26403. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Nobody.
Chris.
Yeah, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. We've got a gentleman on the line who wants to talk about, or is talking about, animal rights, or the you know, purported concept of animal rights. I don't know how many of those of us in the studio actually believe that animals have rights. I'm guessing none of us do, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I don't believe that they necessarily have rights, but I won't say that there's no set of circumstances under which I wouldn't do violence on behalf of an animal.
You mean to protect the animal?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if it's my animal, that can be justified by defense of property. But, you know, if somebody were, for example, just torturing a dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, randomly for no apparent
right
reason.
Right out in their front lawn.
What if it was their own property?
This is a place where I might actually violate my own moral code and say, well, I shouldn't punch you in the face, but I'm going to do it anyway. Maybe I'll pay you damages someday.
Well, but here we're talking about something that is not, you know, inappropriate, and that is the idea that society has certain expectations and individuals and human beings have certain expectations of behavior and what it is that we're willing to tolerate and what we're not. And we're not, well, I don't think most people would be willing to tolerate somebody, you know,
right,
beating their animal in their front yard, even if it's their supposed animal, in the same way that
but
they,
in
that
the absence of animal rights, that would be completely, it would be immoral. It would be like, you know,
what would be immoral?
To refuse to tolerate somebody abusing an animal in their front.
It would be immoral to refuse to tolerate that? I agree.
Well, unless the animal had some kind of rights, because generally you can use violence, and to me, if you're not tolerating somebody, then basically you're violently opposed to them being where they are. So they're at risk. The tolerance is just leaving people alone. Acceptance is another matter.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring Isaac back in here.
Yeah, let's get Isaac back in.
Isaac's
here
on the line in Ontario. Go ahead.
Okay, well, there's a few things. So firstly, the no rights position is a kind of, like, particularly crazy position, because on that view, there's no problem with doing, like, absolutely anything.
No, hold on a second. Well,
could I complete
this? Hold on, one thing. There's a difference between morals and rights, right? Rights are something that are legally prescribed.
Morals, not legally prescribed. No,
well,
rights are.
Well, how do rights come about? Because I would think of rights as being a legal thing, not anything.
Rights. Yeah, let's start this.
I'm not necessarily talking about legal rights. I'm talking about you respecting some kind of notion of a right for that animal. I'm not talking about.
Yeah, rights aren't legal. Rights.
Okay, so we're talking
agreement
about moral rights.
Yeah, rights are an agreement.
That's going to be different
people
from one person to the next.
I have a few things.
Okay.
So the first is just the no rights position is the position where there's apparently no problem with just, like, stabbing a dog in the eye. So what I would assume is you guys take a minimal rights position where they have rights that allow that not to happen, but that allow...
No, that's not what I'm saying. You don't need to assume because...
Prior point.
Well, hold on. You don't need to assume because we're right here, okay? We've got plenty of time, dude, so... Yeah, well, hold on. You don't need to assume anything about what we're believing here because we can actually talk about it, right?
Yeah, we can clarify anything.
The first thing that I asked was just... If you have an animal and you have a human, holocausting the one is okay, holocausting the other is wrong. What
yeah, no, see,
that? Now,
that's you're giving us a false choice, okay? So I'm just going to put you on hold for just a moment here so we can talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you don't believe that an animal has rights in the same way that humans have rights doesn't mean that you can't respect that animal and treat it well, and that you can't ostracize people who treat their animals poorly. You're right there,
Hello?
Man. Go ahead.
Well, that's true,
but original point. So, sorry, you guys are just, you have a tendency to just go off on crazy tangents. So,
we're talking okay about what you mentioned, and
okay, well,
go ahead.
Okay, great. So the first thing I asked was just, we have an animal, we have a human, it's wrong to holocaust one, it's okay to holocaust the other. I asked what accounts for that. It sounded like
holocaust. What do you
contract
mean by holocaust?
It sounded like you were saying social contract. Now,
we wouldn't say that. So again, you're jumping to conclusions. What do you mean when you say holocaust?
No, one second. Wait. So, now I asked, is it social contract? Now you said it's not necessarily the social contract. It's something to do with the ability to convince me that they're not going to infringe on my rights. Now, there's a problem that could be pointed out with that, where there's humans who can't convince you they're not going to infringe on your rights. You're just convinced by other humans or by the general circumstance. Now, the question I asked as a follow-up to that, which I didn't really hear a good reply to, right, is, are you for some reason convinced that a cow is going to infringe on your rights? Because I think it's less likely a cow would infringe on your rights than any other human. So it seems like that position is just going to grant animals rights.
Huh?
I can repeat it again.
Okay, so I mean, I think one thing to say is that you're referring to comments that nobody made, not the other.
Nobody's one of our hosts,
right,
on the show.
Right. So,
well,
I don't necessarily
replying to is where you said it's about their ability to convince you that they're not going to infringe on your rights. I think that's almost for.
Yeah, that was that was me, and where I was going with that is not so much I fear cows, therefore I eat cows. was a cow is not a moral agent.
Okay, but now if you're going to change over to something about moral agency, then can we acknowledge that the first answer to the question you're now backing off of? It's not the case that the answer to the question, why is it okay to Holocaust the one but not the other, is about their ability to convince you they're not going to infringe on your rights. You're just dropping that answer. That's not your answer anymore. Now you want to give a new answer about moral agent?
Yeah, if that was your interpretation of what I said, the two are intrinsically connected in my mind. But yeah, go ahead and I will not die on that hill.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Well, look, I mean, I don't think it's a straw man of your position. Like, the other thing is, I've been told once or twice that I'm jumping to conclusions when I'm just recapping the history of the conversation.
Well, yeah, but you're recapping it. You're recapping it from your understanding, and maybe we've not done a good job of explaining our side of
it. I think he's recapping it from his perspective.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, certainly.
Right, and so we're trying to correct when you bring up your misunderstanding of what we've been saying. We're trying to correct that, and you just want to keep going back to your misunderstanding of it. It was just one point. The idea that hold that thought there, Isaac. We can come back to you here. But it was just one point that animals don't have rights because they can't respect your rights. This is a general statement. That doesn't mean that cows are a threat at all.
And why that's the same as saying they lack morals.
And then I heard her.
Hold on, you just asked a question, and then you don't give us time to answer it. You said why Holocaust one and not the other? Can you describe what you mean by Holocaust?
Okay, we have to go point by point. So first of all,
okay, I've asked you a question. You've asked us a bunch of questions. I'm asking you a question back.
I haven't got an answer to my question. I'm trying to get rid of your weird.
You won't stop talking in order for us to ask you a question.
You have to actually listen properly, okay? So just let's be systematic, okay?
Well, in order to listen properly, see, I know a thing or two about listening, you have to be able to restate back what the person said accurately. I've been trying to tell you, every time I turn him back up, he's still talking. I've been trying to tell you that you have not understood what it is that we've been saying.
I said, what is it about the animals, right? We have animals, we have humans. It's okay to Holocaust one. It's not okay to Holocaust.
You keep saying that, and I've asked you now, I think, two or three times, when you say Holocaust, what do you mean?
It means something along the lines of the social contract.
He just keeps talking. I can't even get. How many times have I asked him?
I don't
this
know
question?
If he's even aware that we've been talking, or that he's been turned down.
Yeah, I just keep turning him down because it would just be constant crosstalk. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you can't stop for just a moment and listen, because, it's great for you to ask us questions, but we get to ask you questions back. That's, part of a conversation. If you can't have it, that's okay. We'll make room for other people. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And the gentleman who was on the line is still in our Discord chat room, claiming that if we only would have let him communicate. Well, look, we had you on for two segments of the show, dude. The typical, you know, guest on the show, or typical caller doesn't get two segments to the program. Obviously, we wanted to have the conversation about animal rights. That's why we held on to you. But a conversation requires two sides listening, or at least attempting to listen to one another. And, you know, you got to ask some questions initially. And then we wanted to ask questions to clarify. Like, one of the questions you didn't even get to, nobody, was to ask our caller what he thought rights were. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, because until you have a definition of rights, it's, and, you know, an idea of what their source is, then it's kind of difficult to have conversation on the topic, and you know there's at least two ideas of the source of human rights. One school of thought would say that our rights are derived from God. We're all created with God, and He endows us with rights. Other people would say that that there are natural rights, that these things exist in, you know, that rights exist in nature. Mm-hmm. I think Melanie would be of that school, and are almost axiomatic. And I, on the other hand, would say that rights are more a social convention than anything else, because the thing is, the NAP is
the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, the non-aggression principle. I think it's a great principle to live by,
mm-hmm.
but it's not inscribed on a mountain anywhere, which means that, for one thing, we can't look back up at the mountain and look carefully at the wording of it we're unsure about what it implies.
Is that what we have to do in order to get people, the 75% of the population to agree with us? We have to write it on the side of a mountain?
Well, the thing is, in writing it on the side of a mountain, it becomes legislation, so it's almost self-defeating if you want to be a purist.
But isn't it only legislation to the extent that people actually abide by it? I mean, from a principled libertarian perspective.
Well, the drug war is certainly certainly legislation, and people don't abide by that. They break those laws all the time.
That's true, but there's also violence then that results. I don't necessarily know that running it on the side of a mountain would result in violence.
Well, I mean, somebody might get mad about the mountain. I wouldn't be surprised if you had
a... Yeah, maybe.
But the point is that, to me, the NAP is a social convention, and I think it's a good one. It's one that I strive to spread acceptance for. Mm. It's the only acceptable one to me that I've found. But then the question becomes less, what does it say, than how should this thing be defined? Okay, so it becomes not a factual question, but a normative question.
You know, one of the problems I have with, everybody, like, adding essentially to rights, or what, rights either, animals have, or, creating special groups of people to protect, is that ultimately, at the end of the day, it justifies violence. I know it sounds absolutely insane, but really, what's going to happen if you give animals rights is that you're going to then start using violence against people who don't agree with you. So, and the question is, at what level? I might not agree that eating animals...
How many people are you willing to hurt in order to protect animals?
I might not agree that eating animals is a good thing. Like, I think that's, that's a bad thing. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I would support, a right or animal rights in the sense that, we should outlaw eating animals, because ultimately that it's worse to kill a... I still feel like it's worse to kill a human than it is to kill an animal, right? So,
I tend to agree with you on that, but that's, I bet, what the animal rights...
It depends on the human for me.
Yeah.
On which human? Like the politicians, no big deal.
Right. we'll carve out a little exception for them.
So, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's bring Vernon on the line. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about 9/11. Just kidding.
God.
So, I heard a story, actually, on a Louisiana radio station today. This lady had this license plate. It says, "Pee before we go." And it's a New Hampshire license plate. She's had it for 15 years. And in the state of New Hampshire sent her a letter saying this is not a it includes sexual or excitatory acts or functions, and so she had to either surrender the plate or choose a new one. But I believe what happened is that the governor actually intervened and said that she didn't have to do that. So
nice.
I just thought that was very interesting. They made national news, apparently. So
it did.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it was all over the news this week. What was the plate? Do you recall what it was? Something like pee before you go?
Yeah, before we go.
Yeah, so like something you'd say to your kids before you go on a trip.
It's certainly involving bodily fluids, but I'm not quite sure that's generally considered a sexual reference.
I don't understand is why can't we talk about that? It's something all humans do.
That's right.
Why are we ashamed of it? Yeah. Why are we afraid to talk about it? And is it a sign that we've kind of failed to come to grips with the fact that we are animals.
Well, one of the takeaways I had from this story was the interventionist way of the government of the state of New Hampshire that is touted so greatly on this radio show. And I, you know,
whoa, after 15 years. Did you guys hear that? What you just said?
What's touted on this radio show?
The New Hampshire government.
The state of New Hampshire is supposedly one of the freest states in the nation, right?
But you're talking about the government, right?
You're not saying that the government's good. We're fighting it effectively.
When you say the state of New Hampshire is the freest of all of the 50 states, you're just comparing cancers, and you're saying the government of the state of New Hampshire is less cancerous than the government of all the other states. So, they're still violating people's rights here. They're still putting innocent, peaceful people behind bars. They're still a state.
Right, but I don't know. It was a little bit of an extreme story. But anyways, I just thought it was a funny story, and I thought I'd share that with you all. Thank you all.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Yeah, it was a funny story.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
One of the funniest parts was I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but I read a quote from the woman who was obviously grateful that she's going to be allowed to keep the license plate that apparently she's had for some amount of time. Like, it wasn't
about 15
years. So that now she gets to keep it. And she'd made some statement about how if the license plate were pulled, she would not be living free. Because, again, New Hampshire's got
right?
to live free or die.
But having a license plate, period, is also not living
right.
free.
That was my point. Yeah, you're arguing over your state-required, mandated plate that if you don't have on your car, a man with a gun is going to likely threaten you with violence if you don't pull over to the side of the road and do what he says. The fact that you got that plate to say what you wanted it to say, okay, well, that's good, but you're not free.
Right.
That is not the indicator, but for her it was. You know, for her that was her, mark of, you know, when the state crosses that line, then she's not free. But all the other taxes and regulations, that's totally fine.
I would love to see somebody propose a mandatory name tag law. At the state level, just to
like for the human body and
tag? To make a point of these license plates are ridiculous. We should get rid of them.
Well, the license plates are all about control. It's
right.
All about.
But the arguments for license plates are ridiculous. But if you then compare it to a law for a name tag law, you would see how ridiculous it really is, right? Because the arguments.
I think they might pass it.
Don't give them any ideas.
Probably, I can see that. You're probably right. I mean, there's probably going to be people who take you seriously. But, I mean, seriously, like, if you look at it, a name tag effectively would allow cops to know who they're dealing with, theoretically, at least to the extent that they know who they're dealing with when it comes to driving a car and a license plate. So, same argument. And it just sounds ridiculous when you talk about name tags.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got a bunch of people jumping into the Discord chat room. I think that this interview, or this whatever you want to call it, this argument that we had in the last hour has stirred some internet community up somewhere. We'll continue. And, of course, open phones as always here on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.